just the opposite. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. This is Lord Vishnu speaking. For a Brahmin, austerity and learning are certainly auspicious, but when acquired by a person who is not gentle, such austerity and learning are most dangerous. Responsibly, for a Brahmin, austerity and learning are certainly auspicious, but when acquired by a person who is not gentle, such austerity and learning are most dangerous. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said that a jewel is very valuable, but when it is on the hood of a serpent, it is dangerous despite its value. Similarly, when a materialistic non-devotee achieves great success in learning and austerity, that success is dangerous for all of society. So-called learned scientists, for example, invented atomic weapons that are dangerous for all humanity. It is therefore said, Manina Bhushitar Sarpa Kim Asalna Bayankaraha. A serpent with a jewel on his hood is as dangerous as a serpent without such a jewel. Durvasa Muni was a very learned Brahmin, equipped with mystic power, but because he was not a gentleman, he did not know how to use his power. He was therefore extremely dangerous. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never inclined toward a dangerous person who uses his mystic power for some personal design. By the laws of nature, therefore, such misuse of power is ultimately dangerous not for society, but for the person who misuses it. And the text again, for a Brahmin, austerity and learning are certainly auspicious, but when acquired by a person who is not gentle, such austerity and learning are most dangerous. Om jnana tibaram dasya kirangana shalakaya chakshura mitam jena tasmai shri gurudev namaha. Vakam karoti vachalam pangam langeta garim gakripta maham vande shri gurum dina taranam. Sarasanga sarasanga sarvashastra hoi lavamatra sarasanga sarvasiddhi hoi. Vantrakalpa trubhascha kripa sindhavayavacha Petitanam Pavanevam Aishnavevam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Shikor Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. So Durvasa Muni is getting some good advice from Lord Vishnu. One thing that might be appreciated, Srila Prabhupada doesn't mention it here in the purport, here, later, that the Lord is very kind, extremely kind. Even though Durvasa Muni has harassed Ambarish Maharaj, which is worse than kicking over a mother's baby carriage with a baby inside. Because he is his position as a Brahmin, learned in the Vedic scripture, and being possessed of so much austerity, he is dealing with him in a gentle way, just like we remember in the first canto, in the narrative of when Ashwatthama is arrested and he's being chastised for his merciless killing of the five sons of Draupadi. Any of the ladies or men can imagine having five of your children killed by some person. In this day and age, if such a thing happens, you know, generally, you know, people always become very upset. But in this instance, Draupadi was actually willing to be merciful to Ashvatthama. Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport that this is generally the nature of ladies, to be forgiving and gentle, not strict like a thunderbolt, generally. And she made the point that Ashvatthama, you know, he's the son of our spiritual master, or who trained us in the military arts, should be lenient with him. Such character, you can hardly imagine. Surely she was extremely upset, but she controlled her feelings. It's described about the four Kumaras in the third canto that they're possessed of very gentle, amiable, friendly personality because of their Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear the discussion. Srila Prabhupada discusses Trinadapi Sunuchena, Tororapi Sahishana, Manina Manidina, Kirtaniya Siddhahari, that the devotee should endeavor to be. What is that? What is the English of that? Humbler than a blade of grass. More tolerant in a tree. Ready to offer all respect to others. So the example is given that when the grass is stepped on, it springs right back up. Springs right back up. And a tree, even though it may be carved, people, they walk in the woods, they carve the initials of something, or they break a branch. But the tree still stands there, giving shelter. And this example is not exclusive to the Vaishnava religion. It is there in other religious systems too, actually. So many saints, so many religious cultures give this example of deep humility, that when stepped on, either verbally or physically, they pop right back up without becoming vindictive, without becoming vengeful, without expressing significant anger, which is a very wonderful, wonderful quality. And tolerant like a tree, even though the body and mind may be suffering in so many different ways, still, at least outwardly, even though inwardly, possibly distressed, outwardly, the devotee is still, the ideal is to always be kind and considerate towards others. You know, just because the mother has a bad headache, she generally does not, as a rule, snap at the children, or I'm not going to cook you dinner, or whatever. She tolerates. It might be said, maybe not in every instance, but generally, because she enjoys that rasa of caring for her children. She cares for her children. There's some taste, there's some higher pleasure of some kind. So, this example that the devotee, the roots of the devotee's heart, progressively can become rooted so deep in transcendence, rooted so deep, wrapped around the lotus feet of Krishna. That the sustenance and the happiness and the strength of the devotee is coming from way off somewhere else. And to one degree or the other, they are therefore able to be equal-minded and balanced, even in the face of material turmoil, because their strength is coming from somewhere else. There was a reporter who mentioned that in discussing with Srila Prabhupada, he noticed that Srila Prabhupada seemed to have such internal strength and fixity of character, just obviously transcendental. And when we read the Lilamrita and hear the different pastimes of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, there are so many instances where He manifested, countless instances where He manifested this spirituality. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we remember there are Arjuna asked Sri Krishna, what are the symptoms of a spiritually realized person? And so then Sri Krishna answered in varieties of ways, describing the character, describing the personality, describing the thoughts that go through the mind of a spiritually realized person, a Krishna conscious person, a highly advanced Krishna conscious person. It's not anyone's guess. It's not up to us or anyone to decide what is spiritual or what is not spiritual. We don't, as followers of the Vedas, as Vaishnavas or aspiring Vaishnavas who have taken shelter of the Vaishnav Sampradaya, Vedic Sampradaya, we do not accept that spirituality is anyone's guess or anyone's opinion. That I think spirituality is wearing a certain kind of shoe and drinking tea and lighting incense and having plants in my house. And this is very, very spiritual. It may be spiritualistic, but it may not be spiritual. And there are so many different ideas. But we do not, and we see Srila Prabhupada did not accept, and none of the Vaishnava Acharyas, and no advanced Vaishnava will agree with this. Rather, our authority is Krishna, and our authority are the Vedic scriptures. Our authorities are the parampara of spiritual masters coming down into civic succession as to what is spiritual and what is not. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna answers Arjuna's question, what are the different qualities? So that if there's some question that, well, you know, am I making advancement in Krishna consciousness, or are the people in my care making advancement in Krishna consciousness, or is this person, as far as I can tell, are they really advanced in Krishna consciousness? There is a ruler. There is a standard ruler that we can pull out and we can lay beside our own heart and to a certain extent against the activities of anyone. And we can get some idea what's what and what's not. So Lord Vishnu, being the personification of spirituality, Satyam Jnanam Anandam Brahma, the Upanishads describe the Supreme Brahman as Satyam Jnanam Anandam Brahma, the eternal form of blissful knowledge. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. The Supreme Controller, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna, and His body is Sat Chit Ananda. It is made of blissful, eternal consciousness. Just like this is made of wood, we have marble there, and we have air. So there's another substance which is consciousness, as we know. Aparaya Sitas Tvanyam Vidime Prakritip Param Jivabhuta Mahabaho Yayedam Darite Jagat. Sri Krishna tells Arjuna that besides the material elements of earth and water and fire and air and ether, even beyond the mind and beyond the intelligence and beyond the false ego, is the spiritual nature of consciousness, energy of consciousness. And Lord Vishnu, He is the supreme consciousness. And He is full of bliss. And He is full of knowledge. And therefore, he is always in a good mood. I remember someone chastising me at some point, saying, you know, your problem, one of your problems, is that you think that Krishna is the same as everyone else. Krishna is never in a bad mood. He is unlimitedly forgiving. We cannot imagine how much love Krishna has. How much love Krishna has. The self-sufficient philosopher who's been fulfilling the desires of everyone, it says in Sri Ishapanasad. Even though so many persons don't think of him, even are angry at him or speak ill of him, still he allows rain to fall on everyone's house. He allows everyone to go to Food Lion and shop and get so many ice creams and pies and flour and tomato sauce and so many delicious things to eat. Even someone wants to, whatever any living entity wants to do, he gives them intelligence how to do it. Even they want to rob a bank, he gives them intelligence. Okay, fine, here's how you do it. I heard something funny. Srila Prabhupada said that sometimes Krishna becomes confused because the householder is praying, "Oh dear Lord, please protect me from thieves." And the thief is praying, "My dear Lord, let me be successful." So, pious thief. So Krishna is in confusion, a little headache. But what do I do? Like this. So I thought that's something interesting to remember, that the Lord is not like us. He's completely different species, completely different level of personality. I was reading last night, I think, in the story of Maharaj Chichiketu, Srila Prabhupada was making the point that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has no problems, he has no grief, he has no lamentation, he has no anxiety. And it's described in the first canto, part 2, I think, that, what is that verse? This is the divinity of the Lord, that those who fix their mind upon him, they become transcendental to the three modes of material nature. In the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that I am transcendental to these three modes of material nature. I am beyond them. I am above them. Maybe someone remembers the Sanskrit, Puskar, A-B. Yeah. What is it? Seventh chapter. That I am above these three modes of material nature. I am beyond them. And so in the second part of the first canto, the point is made that the devotees who fix their mind upon Krishna, they also become transcendental. They also become transcendental. We have to deal with so many disturbances, so many upheavals, whether it's the car breaking down or losing our job or the mind is crazy or someone else's mind is crazy or so many different waves of the mind and the body, the adiatmic, adidaivic, adibodhic miseries. And it's not hard to get really knocked around and pushed around by the body and the mind and the feelings. Feelings of pain, feelings of anger, feelings of lust. You get really knocked around. So because the Lord is transcendental, by the devotees absorbing their consciousness in Krishna, as Puskar Prabhu kindly pointed out last class, through our japa and through our kirtan especially, and hearing about Krishna, by absorbing our hearts deeply, just like you have a tea bag and you take the tea bag and you put it in the hot water and it steeps and it gets soggy. If you just pull it right out, it might be a little damp, but it won't be really saturated. So the encouragement is given that the devotee, yogi, should try their best to saturate their heart, to allow the tea bag of our heart and mind to steep in Krishna, Krishna kirtan, Krishna katha, Krishna's service, so that we can, for one thing, remain on the path. Remain on the path. So Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's exhibiting kindness to Durvasa Muni, and he's giving him advice what to do. And he's saying that austerity and learning are very auspicious, but when acquired by a person who is not gentle, such austerity and learning are most dangerous. So Durvasa Muni, he's so powerful, he's a big yogi, partial incarnation of Lord Shiva, and but because he's somehow has this harsh streak within his heart, quick to anger, very quick to curse, hair trigger temper at times, he gets himself in trouble. He gets himself in trouble because now he's offended a Vaishnava, the absolutely wrong person to snap at. We don't want to snap at a fellow Vaishnava, any Vaishnava, especially a senior Vaishnava, what to speak of the spiritual master. We don't want to snap at the spiritual master. Very immediately we must make many dandavats. Sorry, just, I am like Kaliya's serpent, my heart is just wretched, kindly forgive me. And we grab the feet of the Vaishnava, I'm sorry. Because Krishna, he does not tolerate offenses to his devotees. He's very quick to take action against those who are envious, resentful, and hateful, and mean to his devotees. Will not tolerate anything. May say something hateful about him, but can't do that with devotees. Off limits. Off limits. Can't go there. Be very careful about that. Srila Prabhupada concludes, the Supreme Personality of God is never inclined toward a dangerous person who uses his mystic power for some personal design. By the laws of nature, therefore, such misuse of power is ultimately dangerous, not for society, but for the person who misuses it. One thing that might be added is that I heard in class a long time ago that if we're not careful and we allow material desires to grow in our heart too much, then it becomes increasingly the potential to become angry with other Vaishnavas and actually angry with the spiritual master, exponentially increases. Who is this spiritual master to tell me that I can't do this or do that? Who is this person? I become angry. I chihuahua, don't want to do that. But that will happen. That will happen. We're not careful to keep our material desires under control. We allow material desires to dominate. Then we can begin to become upset. The spiritual master is the sum total of all the demigods. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna in the, I forget which Purana, Adi Purana. He says, one who says he's my devotee is not. Nope. But one who says he's the devotee of my devotee, that is my devotee. And Lord Shiva tells Parvati, in the Shiva Purana, Padma Purana, he says, my dear Devi, of all types of worship, the highest worship is worship of Lord Vishnu. No doubt about it. But higher than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of Lord Vishnu's devotees. So precious. And especially in a community like this, over years and years, you know, we see each other again and again. Sometimes we're cutting our lawn in our shorts or whatever. And it's entirely possible to begin to become a little too familiar or to take the company of a Vaishnava too cheaply and not remember that you're very special people. Very special people. Everyone. Anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna. Somehow these are persons that are coming close to Lord Krishna's lotus feet after millions, maybe millions of births. And they are very dear to Krishna. And so they have to be careful to try and remember that. I'm trying to remind myself. So Devas Muni, he forgot. He thought, well, I'm such a great person. I'm so learned. I'm so powerful. I've done such tough tapasya. You know, sometimes people who perform really tough, you know, I only eat one chapati a day. I'm the man, right? I know so many verses, or, you know, I opened up so many temples, or so many things, it's, you know. Or from a materialistic point of view, that, you know, I have so much money, and you, Hare Krishnas, you know, you live so simply, but I have a boat and I have a big house, and who are you people? I become very puffed up that I have these material things, and they lose track of the spiritual side. The Vaishnava, to one degree or the other, is focused upon eternal life of blissful knowledge. How does a miserable life full of blood, pus, and urine, and stool compared to eternal life of blissful knowledge? How does being devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, how does anything compare to that? You know, so you work with IBM, or so you work with Publix, or so you're the big manager with UPS, or so you do all these different, 50 different asanas twice a day. Oh, good for you. Good for you. Bahunam janmanam ante, genamamam prapatinte, vasudevam sabam iti, sa mahatma sadurlabam. Lord Krishna says that the mahatma is one who's come to understand that I am everything. I'm the soul of all souls, and that I am your tiny spark, and I want to get the heck out of this material world and come back to you. That person is most learned, most intelligent. Even they may drive a dilapidated car and have mismatched socks or whatever. Most exalted person. Most special person. Most special people. So I have heard. So I'll end here, and we can have some discussion. Some comments. Questions, corrections. It's a little curious because early in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says they invent atomic weapons that cause problems. Yeah. Yeah. Maliji. Someone else would like to comment on that? It is said that a jewel is very valuable, but when it is on the hood of a serpent, it is dangerous despite its value. Similarly, when a materialistic non-devotee achieves great success in learning and austerity, that success is dangerous for all of society. You want me to read more? Yeah. Well, at the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, by the laws of nature, therefore, such misuse of power is ultimately dangerous. He says ultimately. Not that it's not dangerous, but ultimately, it comes back to the person who misuses it. That's how I understand. Ultimately. Finally. Any other questions or comments? Jai Shri Prabhupada Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.